Blog Talk Radio.
I know what you can do. Let us lay some funk on you.
Funk on me?
Funk on you.
Music for the young and old. Music good to your ear hole.
Drive Bones Connection.
on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight we have with us Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great myself. I cannot complain.
Good.
Still having
good.
Assignment
well,
to do.
Tonight, we have the five. You're just going to bring on the three.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so before we get started, let me bring everyone in, starting with the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the family and listening audience with peace, honor, and much love for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you are sharing with us this evening. It is greatly appreciated, as always. Thank you, family. Yes, so has anything interesting happened to you personally since our last class 2 weeks ago?
No.
Okay.
Nope, it's been quiet, which is good. That's a good thing.
That's good. Yes, it is.
No
yes,
drama.
Peace and quiet. Drama free.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, and how about you?
Oh, I've been ripping and running. But I'm getting stuff done this week, so I had to get my car running, which I did. So I'm happy about that. So anybody who knows what it's like to be without a vehicle know what I'm talking about. So I don't have to get into any details.
Yes, I know how that is.
Yeah, so what current events do you have for us this evening?
Well, I have one about a warning from the FBI about a pedophile ring. A pedophile ring.
Okay.
A satanic pedophile extortion cult. And, you know, since it's a pedophile, you know, they're going after young children.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, they say the group has 764 members.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, they're going after children for sexual things and to try to get them to commit suicide, and so, which is not good. So everyone really needs to protect your children and your grandchildren, and if you have great grandchildren, but you know, protect the babies, even if they're not yours. You know, just be mindful that this group is out there, and they're snatching children. So I thought that was very important that is made known.
Okay. And,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, anything that's dealing with our children is very important. So, no, we need to be on top of these things, even though we hear about it here and there, talk about it. When they put it in our face, they are more than letting us know, you know, they're snatching them from right up under us now, you know, when it's right plastered in the media, in the news, on social media, whatever it is, when they put it in our face. We know we're behind the eight ball. We're behind what's being done. They've been doing it. Haven't just started, you know. So
no,
somewhere in the organization somewhere affiliated with it or someone affiliated with it basically is tired of it and now is like they said, a whistleblower basically putting it out there. If not, they're letting it out there, putting it in front of us to get a rise, to get a reaction. See, because that's the Hegelian dialect, problem, reaction, solution. They create a problem knowing our reaction because we've been doing the same thing for so long. And they have what they call a solution already put aside of something that they have designed. So, yeah. Mindful, we always have to be mindful of anything that's dealing with our future, which are our children, our babies. So, yes, go ahead.
Also, tonight, I want to dedicate this show to Airman Billy Fontoy. As you know, he's been on the show a couple of times. And, you know, we give our honor to him. Mr. Billy was born on March the 26th. 1926, and as y'all know, he passed away September the 3rd. No, it couldn't have been the 3rd. It was Friday that he passed away, so we want to give honor to him and, you know, keep the family, you know, Brother Ray and family in our prayers and in our thoughts, because, you know, as you all know, that this is naturally a hard time for the Fontoy family.
Yes, and I echo those sentiments for Brother Billy and all of the Tuskegee Airmen and women who are still living. Because, as you said, he's been on our platform, on our class, and on the show, and he has shared personal information about his experience as a Tuskegee Airman, which verified and clarified so many things that are missing in the so-called journals of the books that we read. So always having a first-hand experience of somebody who was and did these things is an honor, to say the least, to sit back and to absorb the truth coming from a truth seeker. So, Brother Billy, we honor you with the rest of your brothers who are now flying high in the sky. And we appreciate all your sacrifices that you and all of the Tuskegee Airmen and women did that we have no idea about. But knowing the time that you served in the military was a hellacious, a hellified time for any black person dealing in Uncle Sam's military back in the day during the Jim Crow era. But not to get on anything negative, because those brothers showed that they could take it to the next level by constantly being positive and struggling and continuing to fight against all odds. Never give up. Never surrender. So, with honor and much love and respect to our brother Billy Fontoy, peace and love, my brother.
Yeah. And I have a song or two that I want to play for her.
Okay.
Okay.
A brother took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The brother tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The brother told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the brother right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie." Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Morning, be all right, my friend.
I dropped the phone. Alright, so that was dedicated to Brother Billy Fauntroy, and we pray that his family will be at peace, that the Holy Spirit will comfort them during this time. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Right, Sister Antoinette, and again, that first record that you play for the family is what they would play every morning before they went out. Straighten up and fly right, fam. Family, straighten up and fly right. So, again, may Brother Billy rest in peace and love. For all the love that he shared with us and people that he touched in his life. Oh, yes. Yes. So do you have anything else that you want to bring to the forefront?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, pick your vibrations up because you're sounding melancholy, you know. So, again, his energy, like our energy, all energy, lies on a positive and negative frequency. So when you see that negativity, that sorrow, something that brings you down, it's the mind, that thought in your mind that changes.
Yeah.
Change your thoughts. And this is what you do to pick yourself up, you know, and to pick those up around you who are listening to your vibration coming through your voice. People feel it, they sense it, they know it. So, again, was there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Okay, on this day, October the 4th, 1940, Sugar Ray Leonard made his professional debut, winning by a second round.
Couldn't have been 1940, because Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't born in 1940. It might be Sugar Ray Robinson
Isn't that what I said? I'm sorry.
No, you said
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Okay.
Made his professional debut on October the 4th, 1940, winning by a second-round stoppage over Joe, I'm going to spell his last name because I can't say it, E-C-H-E-V-A-R-R-I-A.
I ain't going to mess it up either. We just call him Joe C.
Robinson fought five more times in 1940, winning all by four knockout in 1941. He defeated world champion Sammy, and here's another one for you, Angott. Future champion, pardon me?
No, I just said A for the initial, the beginning initial.
Oh, okay.
Of the name you spelled. So go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Future champion Marty. Oh, boy. Marty Servo, S-E-R-V-O, and darn, these people got some names, I'm telling you, and former champion Fritzie, F-R-I-T-Z-I-E, last name Z-I-V-I-C.
Okay. All right, big ups to our boxing champ back in those days, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah.
Also called pound for pound the world's greatest boxer back in the day.
Yeah.
So, since you did mention Good Buddy, Tenfold Good Buddy, and mentioned this date, October 4th of that year, 1940. Well, let's bring it up to date. Everybody was talking about this emergency broadcast that they were having today, which, by the way, is 10-4. So, we know that 10-4 is a 5. We got 5 on it. So when we start seeing anything that they're talking about, knowing too that we always ride on the side of caution, but at the same time, we know that when the system, this government, this media is pushing something in our face, it's to hide something else, just like a magician's trick. So yes, we do pay attention, and we heed the side of caution, but we don't get bent out of shape, because don't think for the last 2 to 3 weeks we haven't been being monitored by the shit that they threw on the wall. Shit being this broadcast that they were having today. Between today, October 11th, and October 14th. We talked about that number 114 or 15 with Mother AZ and what she's got to deal with tomorrow, but 114 was dealing with page 1014 of the Obamacare package that I talked about. But them mentioning this is constantly letting us know that we're on course seeing the code. And knowing that this code is constantly being used. it's no coincidence that next Friday is the same numbers, and it's just being shown differently. Right now, it's 10-4. Next Friday will be 10-13. October, Friday the 13th. October, Friday the 13th, in 1307 is when the Knights Templars were caught, captured, crucified on that date by King Philip. Now, seeing that again, we just changed or added the number to the single digit 4 using 13. Remember, this is the beginning of the month. Well, what's the end of the month? 10-31, Halloween. Again, things did on this occultic number, because occult comes to 23, which is 5. That's why we're seeing these 5s and things being done on these days. And it just so happens that it was only 2 months this year that had Friday the 13th. No coincidence that the first month was January, which is the first month. And now we're in the 10th month, which is also a 1. 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So January and October reflected each other for that total month of days. This year, we also had 13 moons since we had the second moon of August, the blue supermoon. But all of this is no more than what they dub for Halloween. When the children go out and say trick-or-treat. See, this is a big trick, just like starting off with the magician and his trick. Well, trick is 23, the 5. This is a big trick. No more than 14 call a joke. And we've got caught up in the game 14, which is also a 5. So, again, we take heed with caution to what's being said, but we know that they haven't just started this with the frequency. For me, again, this frequency is no more than an activator to activate people at will once they see who's connected to it. I feel that all this basically started way back in June, May, when we started getting this influx of air quality control smoke that they told us was coming from Canada. For 2, 3, possibly 4 months in certain areas, we're being bombarded with this toxic smoke. I believe these are the times that they embed things in the air. This is why they tell us the air quality is bad, insufficient. But yet, we're out breathing it. They weren't pushing the mask during that time. Not to say put your mask on for the coronavirus, but put your mask on because the air quality is bad right now. Heard nothing about it. But I'm getting off track, family. You all know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, this and all these other alerts that they tell us about, because we know that they don't give us nothing. They don't want us to know or to have to get us to think a certain way, to put a particular thought in your head if it wasn't there before. So, and again, the title of the class is, should be self-explanatory, dealing with, yes, I can. It has to start from you. before you reach out, before you touch, before you talk, before you do anything else, you have to start with self. That's our first order of business, is to know thyself. We relate business with everything else other than the self. For me to be able to attack numbers of words to show their connection, you come to one. Self comes to one. Business, 37, comes to one. Self, 19, you, 10. They're all the one. This is the business that we take care of. Oh, and by the way, yes, I can, comes to one. That's dealing with self first. Getting yourself together before, yes, we can. We become a cohesive group when each and every one of us go through the process of, yes, I can, what I can do, the self, before we go and now get with others, because once I can, you know what you bring to the table. You have everything you need once you become, or we become, a group. But you start everything with self. So I'd like to mention a basic incident. Well, I ain't going to say incident. Class I was listening to Monday with Sister Bear. And like a lot of things we do, we give too much time to the things on the outside of us that are happening. Not to say don't pay attention to what's around you. We have to always be aware and observe. But we need to basically find your way that we could break through all of the nonsense that at times we go through, when the answer is basically within the group of individuals we're talking to. And we're talking around it, over it, under it, through it, and we don't see what's hidden in plain sight. So, seeing that Brother Kwame and Brother Thomas were having a discussion, and Brother Thomas was using the analogy of the earth basically being a clock, dealing with the seasons every 3 months. Brother Kwame was dealing with a compass that deals with the four directions, and he was focused on the north and the south. And he also was talking about the sun and its placement during these times of the equinox and solstice. But the big picture is for us to see those words that basically reflect God. It reflects the answer. It reflects the truth. But because we don't see the number of God, we don't see the number of truth. We don't see the number behind the words we speak that keep us so programmed to each and every word that we use in this acoustic language of English. So when Brother Thomas was talking about the clock, and Brother Kwame was talking about the compass and the sun, well, it's all part of the truth that we're going through. Clock is 13, which is 4. Compass 22, which is 4. Sun 13, which is 4. The 4 that keeps echoing is what we're constantly talking about, which is spiritual. Spiritual is 40, which is 4. We're talking about speaking the truth. Speaking 31, truth 31. The 4. So if we're speaking the truth on the behalf of the words by the double D standard, and the DDD stands for definition, description, and direction, which keeps us in a deaf, dead, and die state of mind, walking dead, because we keep using the words the way they were taught over and over and over again, the way we were taught, by their meaning. And as we said, when you do the same thing over and over and over again, that's the definition of insanity. Because we see out of all these centuries, a couple of centuries here, that we've been speaking English, more than that, but we've been speaking English. We never got out of this mess that we basically been put in. Why? Because we're using the same words of spells, the same words that have rules, regulations. The spells, the word, the rules are meant to be broken. That's all we're doing now, is breaking these spells that has been set up as rules. That's part of the program, even with the word usage, of not having a choice by the definition, description, and direction of the word.
Brother,
by the number, yes.
You were talking about Brother Kwame, and Brother Kwame is here with his hand up.
Okay, bring Brother Kwame in, because he can, he wanted to elaborate on the 4, which I was getting into. Just like I wanted to mention to Miss Kim, while we mentioned in the 4, that's God. See?
Yeah.
God knows by your heart. You don't have to mention his name to show his power behind his words of protection, because protection is for. We say God is the protection. Well, God is for, protection is for. But let Brother Kwame in so that he can add to the class.
Yes, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. And
good evening,
Brother Eddie.
And sound like you got a cold, my brother. You okay?
Oh, no. I was just doing a YouTube live that was on, and I got to talking a lot, so you know when you talk a lot, your voice kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but even with what we're sharing, everything is in divine order, and this 10-4 is a testing. You know, you gave the part about Friday the 13th and how that happened. But there are two things that happen on this day that are very important to remember. And the whole thing with Russia launched the Sputnik in 1957 on October the 4th. That began the artificial satellite that they put up there that stayed up there for a year, I think a year or two. But in that staying there, that began the process of putting us in the race of creating the artificial intelligence. That this is what Eisenhower commanded that we do in creating, you know, DAPA. But even more, into the historical part when you were saying about the Knights Templar and what was it, 1306, somewhere in there, on that having their execution. But we today use what's called the Gregorian calendar. And today in 1582, the Gregorian calendar was introduced, and it removed 10 days from that calendar. So it's all in divine order that we're now, you know, looking at this. And then, you know, our brother leaving, William Fauntleroy, Billy Fauntleroy leaving, that was a very important time because he left on the full moon. And then Antoinette, Straighten Up and Fly Right, was their introductory song, but the song that Marvin Gaye was singing at the end, you know, Flying High in the Friendly Sky. And what he was talking about, and he has a part in it about going crazy and the part of losing your will and becoming a slave, that was the drugs. And that we never leave the ground because we're flying, because our bodies are drugged up, and we're looking at these epidemics that's going on the planet of the opioids and all the other things that are causing these addictions, even to where today was in that transmission of that frequency was to take it to the next level of the wireless control of being able to send out the tone and the frequency. It was very important because they even put it in the FEMA announcement that there you're going to hear a tone and a frequency. And I was just doing some research and found that Rockefeller Institute has a patent that they've used to make the nano vaccine, that they use part of their patent in order that this nano pharmaceutical will respond to a frequency. So we're looking at that artificial in 1957 satellite creating this artificial intelligence to creating this biological weaponry called AI. And so we're in a very powerful time because in ceremony, the last two lodges that I did, I was introducing and asking people, do you know what frequency hygiene is? Frequency hygiene is what we're now being polluted with. Our bodies are being polluted with frequencies. And how do you get those frequencies off? You take a shower, you take a bath, you wash up to get rid of the dirt. But how do you get rid of the frequencies? You have to come back to, you know, Mother Nature, to her frequency, and lay upon her, walk upon her, just be in her presence of her natural frequency in order to help you to get back into divine order and come out of this artificial intelligence. Divine intelligence and artificial intelligence is what we're now in challenging the human being. And this is why they did this transmission, because they're now to the next level of what they are implementing, but what the Creator is implementing is greater. We just have to know that, being that we are all made in the what of the Creator?
The image.
The image on the one in the image.
The image. So then you have the frequency because you reflect that which is the Most High. We flew to this planet and went into a womb and developed a vessel to travel with on this earth, and took in the first breath to give us our gravitational connection. And when we do as Billy Fauntleroy did, release that breath and fly back. We take in to connect. We release to go back. And the elders always told us between the inhale and the exhale is the sacred space. And we are that sacred space.
No, so thank you. Yes. Thank you for your comments. You are so, so right. Brother Eddie, you have anything that you want to?
Yes, I did. I didn't write it down. Because I got into what Brother Kwame was saying, but it was something I was going to echo off of what he was saying, and it slipped my mind. And again, like I beat myself up about that, fam. Write it down, because again, with me, things are going through my head so fast with numbers and things that people say that I get on that five. When Brother Kwame was like, getting back in nature is how we get back on that frequency, and we take over that frequency, because frequency comes to one. Remember, tonight's class started off, it's yes, I can, comes to one. You and self, business comes to one. As we just mentioned, the image, you are in the image of God. You being one, image being one, that's the one. That image we're all in is a frequency, family. Frequency is the one. That's the image of the Creator coming through a frequency. This is what they're trying to interfere with. That frequency, those tones, which are no more than different waves, be it radio, heat, microwave, whatever. The tones are the waves. But again, that frequency, that image, and this is why we have to help put the right positive image in our heads. Because, again, we all permeate negatively because we're bombarded with it every day, at work, at school, outside, in the park, in the store, driving, wherever you are, it's negative things, more negative than positive, that are always being pushed upon you for whatever reason. But this is why we use our thought process to change that feeling. Because, again, when I was talking about four, dealing with the compass, dealing with the clock, dealing with the sun, four is what Brother Billy just did. He made a transition. Four. 40 is transition. It's spiritual. Spiritual. It's 40, a 4. We say all the time, not really paying attention to what's happening, that this clock that we talk about is a biological clock. Better yet, it's called biological warfare. Biological warfare comes to 58. 5 plus 8 is 13. That's a 4. The biological warfare is on our spirit. That's why we say it's a spiritual war that we're in. We're constantly talking about the chemicals along with the biological warfare that they're using. And all of these drugs that are being implemented, be it opioid addiction or pill addiction. If you took a tally, you got more soccer moms and people at home that are on more of an opioid addiction than the people in the street that are buying it illegally. They're buying it legal through the pharmaceutical. So You, it's the pot calling the kettle black. Because the pharmaceutical, the doctors are all pushing these drugs of death. All these pills. I had mentioned black people have a higher rate of diabetes. But we fail to realize what we've heard in an old saying, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Blacker comes to carper by number 21, which is 3. Juice comes to color by number. Carper color is that black berry that is sweeter. They're talking about us knowing that the content in our blood with sugar is higher than theirs, but the standard rating of a good sugar ratio is a chart that they came up for them. They didn't come up with a separate chart for black people. And now you will notice that a lot of your family members or people who have diabetes are now coming down with cancer. Why? Because of the death prescription of pills that they've been taking for years dealing with their diabetes. So we'll start noticing that pattern, because remember, for the last 3 years, we ain't heard nothing about cancer too much, heart disease, all of the other disease, like they disappeared. But now we're going to have a new influx because of these drugs that people take who are diabetic are now having these issues. And it's like, I mean, overnight, I start hearing all type of people, healthy people, but they were on some type of medication. If it wasn't diabetes, it was heart, blood pressure medication, hypertension medication. All of these drugs that are killing people quicker than any of these street drugs that people OD on. These reports aren't made public on the number of people who die from all of the medication, and then they lump it on all of the other conditions that they have. And again, knowing that the amount of pills that they're taking isn't conducive to all the different conditions, plus now the pills with the 10 to 15 side effects of each pill that's being taken. Come on, the body's got to break down, shut down somewhere down the line. But these are the things, again, when we're talking about that four, we know that God, that truth, what's real is in the mix. Other words like artificial, conspiracy, will enter the mix. But again, we manifest what we say and how we say it. This is why we must be careful with what's being said and how we say it. And for me, the most important thing is being able to know the number. Because now I see God in everything. And those five words, I see God in everything, comes up to 95. 9 plus 5 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. We hear people say things, and it might be a catchy phrase or something to it, but we don't check people on certain things. Like I used to, people around me used to use the phrase, do you feel me? After every statement they would make, it was, do you feel me? Behind the statement. Well, no, I got to stop you. I don't feel you. No. Uh-uh. Quit it. No. What you talking about? If you want me to feel what you're saying, because unbeknown to the person, do you feel me? Comes up to 48, which is a 58. 5 plus 8 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. So 4 is spiritual. If you ain't talking spiritual, if you ain't talking truth, it doesn't necessarily have to be spiritual as long as you're speaking truth. Because that's the key to everything that we're doing. Even when we talk about the second coming, well, second coming is 40. The second coming is the truth that will be revealed. Jesus Christ is revealed by number. If we stuck on the second coming of Jesus Christ, and every time we hear, we get bent out of shape, or we, you know, jump for joy because we found somebody who's echoing a sentiment from a religious parable, quote, or whatever it came from, and not seeing it for what they're supposed to see it for. And that's the key to even the Bible when it states a personal relationship. Personal is 25, which is 7. Relationship is 48, which is 3. 7 plus 3, you back on the 1, people. You back on where we started. Yes, I can. Back on the 1. You, self, no business. Sister Antoinette, is somebody trying to say something in the background?
No.
Oh, okay. But I might be hearing myself for some reason echoing in the background. But anyway, yes, it's that 4 and that 5. See, because, again, the 5 is what we manifest from our thought. When we talk, we speak what we manifest from the thought into incantations. When we say certain words, people get afraid because they get into the occult or they get their mindset. It's not the number. The word throws them off. We say occult, people used to think, oh, that was scary. That was, and occult only means what's being hidden. But when we understand God's number, incantation is God's number. Why are you afraid? Because they got you afraid of 13, which is why we always hear the reference of fear God. Whose nonsense is that? Fearing God to me ain't the same number. So there ain't no way I'm fearing God, let alone man with his nonsense. God is putting me, the soldier that I am, to do my assignment as I've been given. See, I'm not on a mission. I'm on an assignment. We all are once we understand the usage of the word behind the numbers. We start to see other people. That's why a word can't bound me by its definition anymore. I'm free from that nonsense, which gives me the capability to speak and do what I'm doing by using the same number in different words, and it becomes melodic. Because that frequency behind words, I already know from the years that I've been doing this, people are already caught up into the number not knowing that that word that they gravitate to has the number of God, has the number of Christ right there in it. But this is why even an incident of a friend that was telling me, and I had to think a little bit harder, and it made me see in today's climate what's happening. It doesn't matter, be it male or female, working in today's society. And you've been there for a minute and you know that you deserve a raise. You've been there for a minute and you need assistance on doing this, that, or the other. Well, ain't nothing gonna happen today if, as they say, you're not in the clique. That clique now is the LGBTQ. See, if you're not on that cusp or that agreeance in what they're doing, then your career, your job, your advancement isn't going anywhere. It's like they have people now, doesn't matter what color, there to block you from any type of advancement if you're not in that culture, if you don't adhere to that culture. And then on the flip side, if you don't show, well, you might possibly be able to get in if we can get some dirt on you. So now, if you're a woman, we're going to stick some men on you. If you're a man, we're going to stick some women on you and see if you fall for that okey-doke. Because they see right away those who have morals and standards and values and can't be duped, pushed, forced into doing something that is not in their character at all, just for a job. And these people now are, they're out there everywhere damn near. It used to be few and far between, but that's not the case anymore. I don't care what profession you go in, you're going to find these people everywhere. And like I said, it's have nothing, no problem with it other than them forcing the nonsense of what they believe on our culture and especially our children. This is why at the beginning of the show, Sister Antoinette mentioned about this new pedophile ring. Well, we've been talking about the pedophile ring ever since we've been talking about Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, what they did to the children over in Haiti. We talking 10, 20, almost 30 years ago that the Clinton Foundation and others are behind a lot of these children coming up missing. You know, so again, when they start telling us about certain things, that's to divert our attention. And the biggest thing that is diverting is what we're missing. And what we're missing keeps us weak.
No, well, Eddie, can I mention something?
Sure.
Y'all, if you can, I'm asking you to lift someone else up. My youngest son, one of his friends is missing. And it's not like him. He's always kept in touch, you know, with family and always came home and everything. And he's been missing for a couple of days now. So I
What's his name?
Nas.
Nas?
Yes.
Okay. Is he a rapper?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because that's not a common name. That's a rapper's name. And if he's your son's age, your son is around the age of Nas, so you know he wouldn't have just came up with his name. So he that's like
he's
some street cred or something like that, huh?
He's in his 30s.
That's that young rap game that he took the name of Nas. And again, for me, when we do things like that, it's okay. But what are you really into? And whatever you're truly into, claim it. For me, it's the numbers. So if I accept or I start using a name, I know that that name reflects a number. Does that name reflect the number of death? See, for me, do we know what we're doing with this occult language of English? When we're speaking these words that we believe, we truly believe because we've been taught, they mean what they say they mean. Because we so knives, and I love using that number 14 of that word, knives, because that word is pronounced Nice in France, and it means ignorant, foolish, and stupid. This is why the term nice guys finish last, you ignorant, foolish, stupid, so-and-so. See? Because,
Yes.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Will you finish, Eddie? Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead now. I'm basically it. That's all. It's nice and to the point with nice. There you go, nice. Which, again.
And what I was going to refer to, today they did a nationwide test on every cell phone wireless system. Has anyone pinged a, you know, because you can find your phone, you can call and you can go on phones and find out the location of a person. There are apps to do that, that will trace down where that phone is that he owns.
Yeah, well, I'll mention it to my son tonight so that he can tell their family.
Right. The family can go on the app and put his phone number in. If he has his phone on him, it will show the location in the area and where that phone is. It's because I left my phone and going to the doctor and left it in a store. I came back and got my iPad and directly put in my number, and it took me directly to the phone was still sitting in the store. So all of this can be tracked. See, that's how they track us. We can use it for, you know, invading privacy or helping to find that one that is concerned to us.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll tell them to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, trace his phone number. Trace his phone. And if that, and even if somebody had his phone, they can trace it. The phone to the person that has his phone that can tell them how did they get it.
Yeah, thank you. I will.
Okay.
I will definitely tell his family that. Thank you. Well, I'll tell my son, and my son can tell his family. Well, thank you very much.
Great information, Brother Kwame. Yes. Appreciate that, anything like that.
Yes.
Okay. People that are listening, again, who might have loved ones or know of someone that's close to someone in their family who's missing, I'm quite sure without the family's permission, the investigators probably do these things now and come up with their own leads before. Because they would get all this information through the family. So, but yeah, that's a good thing to know and to share.
That was part of
it.
This is what FEMA was saying when they were making the announcement, saying, and they're like 421 million is going to first responders to get high level equipment to do. Dealing with 5G and doing being able to put out broadcasts, but also to track if you got a missing person, you know, that you can track that person, you know, by their phone. Because basically we all are attached to our phones. Some of us.
Yes. Yes. Yes, well, I truly appreciate it. And I will definitely make sure that, you know, my son knows so that he can pass it on to, you know, their family. Because I'm sure that his wife and children are going crazy.
Yeah, and so, you know, these things, these tools have importance. They can be constructive or they can be destructive.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Are you at home, Antoinette, may I ask?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, because you sounding like you sounded when you were in your vacation bed at that other resort you live in.
I don't live there. I'm home.
That's what I tell. Yeah, that's what I tell my mother when they call me and go like, "Mom in the hospital." She had taken a break. I said, so you gone on your Kishwaukee vacation, because that's the name of the hospital, because all the nurses love up on the floor that they send her to. So I say, "Oh, you taking your Kishwaukee vacation, huh?"
No, well, I'm not on vacation. I'm home. I don't plan on going back there. I hope I don't go back there. Hope I don't have any reason to go back there. My home is just fine.
The reason I made that is because I'm researching something that they're right now in New York, they're having cases that's coming up, that what is called prison, P-R-I-S-O-N. P-R-I-S-O-N. And now it's a brain disease that shuts down the body. And the thing that they're connecting it to is the people that had the shot.
Oh, well, I didn't get the shot.
Right, but I'm just saying, because you had brain aneurysms and you had that, now there's a upsurge of this coming, and this is what the CDC now is looking at, how it relates to the shot.
Oh, okay.
If you start seeing that prison, and they're going to call it a new disease, a new virus, or a new disease related, whatever. It's connect the part of what it happened with the shot.
Oh.
That's interesting you said that, mentioning the CDC, which brought back to memory. On August 8th, 2021, the head of the CDC, Walensky, basically said, putting in a disclaimer now, that the vaccine does not stop you from transmitting, and the vaccine does not stop you from getting it. So why did we ever take the shot? Better yet, why did they ever come up with this bull crap, knowing that when you got the shot, it didn't stop you from getting it, nor did it stop you from transmitting? I don't know how many people that I know personally that keep telling me they got the shot and they constantly getting the coronavirus. They constantly getting COVID and they not take it.
Yeah, but even one step further, why did they have to inoculate and get the pharmaceutical companies to put that into your body as they wanted it in there in order to see how it's going to respond with the mRNA? Now Yale and Oregon University Pharmaceutical Department has created what they call the aerosol vaccine.
So that means it's in the air now. You can smell it, or you inhale it.
You can, right? You they it. Can they, right? They it's just like how much nanoparticles did we inhale with all the chemtrails that were going on, aluminum and nanoparticles that were able to be breathed in. Now they can add that into the chemtrail mix, and guess what? You will have all these people walking around here with that mRNA, and if this patent, what I was telling you about, what the Rockefeller Institute has a patent, that the way you activate this drug or particle to deal with basically the brain is to have a frequency activated. And now we just had a major test of tones and frequencies. So when you say, give you some, makes you want to look at things a little deeper down in the rabbit hole.
Oh yeah. That's like we saying, they call it mRNA. Well, we know that M stands for messenger. Messenger is 41-5. This is why they put it in the air, the aerosol that we've been talking about for years called chemtrails. Chemtrails is 41-5. And we know now that they've been releasing nanoparticles. Nano,
right,
is 5.
Right. But you
see,
you,
so
you
it's,
said,
that's the code that we're breaking down, that we're showing everything that they use. It's all the 5. It causes the disease. Disease is 5. Causes death.
Said,
death is 5.
Right. But the part that you said, what does the M stand for?
Messenger.
Messenger. Who's transmitting the message? Who is now transmitting the message?
Mm-hmm.
There you
go.
The
nanoparticles.
Right.
The
nano. You gotta have it. You have to have it in you in order to pick up the frequency.
Mm-hmm. But as you're saying now, for those of us who didn't take it, they still trying to put it in the aerosol, as you said now, but it's always been in the chemtrails, not enough. It wasn't sufficient enough, so this is why they had to come up with this vaccine 23-5, coronavirus 41-5, chemtrails 41-5. These 5s just all over the place, you know. That's why they called it a pandemic. 23-5 with pandemic. Go ahead, brother.
Right, but what catches particles before it gets to down to you if there's enough of them around you?
The clouds, the air.
Breathe.
Yeah, you inhale. We talked about
trees.
That. Yeah, you got to inhale.
No, the trees. Trees.
Okay,
so if you
okay.
got, that's why you see dust on trees and particles. Trees catch
yeah.
all of that before it gets to you. If you're in a forest, all of that dust is not going to get. It's going to be caught by the leaves on the tree.
It's going to be, yes. It's going to
be filtered out. And what are they burning
out.
Up? What
yep,
are they burning
the trees.
Up?
The
there
trees. So, yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's it.
Most metropolitan areas remove the trees to develop the land without the trees. If you keep removing trees, you get better access to who? The people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I was talking earlier about the Canadian fires. For me, I feel this is when they implemented the aerosol that you mentioned in the atmosphere with those so-called fires that we were smelling over here that came from Canada again. That's what they say it came from, Canada, that was over here for about 3 months, you know, under air quality control of this aerosol spray that they release. Like I said, they're trying to terraform the planet.
Okay. When they first introduced the shot, how did they have to keep it in high, what do they call it? The temperature had to be below free. I mean, it was frozen like you do when you freeze a body part.
Yeah, hibernation state.
No, it was that they had to refrigerate it. It had to be refrigerated at a certain temperature and then they had to take it out and then be able to give it to you while it was at that temperature, so it will activate in you, not out in while it's out sitting on the table waiting to go in you. And so what you just said was in the fire and all the pollution. So what did they do? They sprayed the fires with chemicals to put it into the thing. So you can activate one by freezing to put into the body, or you can activate one by fire to be able to inhale it.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways is transmission to get it into you.
Yep.
Or you can go up and you can put it in an air conditioning system in a 60-story building, office building, everybody breathing the same air. So guess what? Everybody's going to catch it.
Yeah, that's why people are scared to go to the death building called the hospital, because they have all types of stuff permeating through the hospital that people are smelling and inhaling and getting sicker than they were when they came in.
Right, because you look at something, if they got a pathogen and they got a person sealed, closed up in a room and you have to put on cap and gown and mask and do that, why aren't they changing the air ventilation system that's circulating in the hospital?
Yeah. They're causing death. They know what they're doing.
Right. They're doing it. That's why they keep it cold inside of a hospital. So it can lay dormant until it gets into a warm body. And guess what? It's reactivated.
Oh, yeah. It starts to incubate.
Right.
So here's a statement that we can throw around, put a thought on your head, because everybody done heard it, basically. The statement, I'm in it but not of it. What does that reference to you?
Well, it's the same thing that says, be ye not of the in the world. I mean, be ye not of the in the world, but of the world. It's something like that. It's a statement biblically that they talk about, that same statement.
Okay. So, yeah, that's exactly it. We're in it. We're in the world, but we're not of these worldly things that these people are pushing as the one world order. You know, I go a little bit deeper because I get into the number of even that phrase, and it comes up to six. So when I say I'm in it but not of it, I'm in this program, but I'm not of this program. I'm in this shit, but I ain't of this shit. I'm in the word, but I'm not of their word. Because, again, I see everything, as I said. I see God in everything, and I didn't explain the I. The I is the E-Y-E. I see God in everything, not the letter I. Different spelling there with a different number.
But the eye is letting you know that it's the all-seeing eye. We're connected to it. And when we know... Go ahead.
No, you got a good point, because you're going with the all-seeing eye. We see with the third, learning to see with the third eye. But we're on the earth, and we learn to hear with the what? The heart's ear.
The ear of the heart.
Right. See, you got a third eye in the brain, but you have a ear.
Ear
the heart,
in the heart.
Ear.
Yeah. Like when we first met, I told you about that. That's in my first book. But I used to love to use that analogy. You know, what do you use to listen with, and what do you use to hear? And most people would say that they use their ears to listen with, but that's the statement, in one ear and out the other. But it's your heart, because as we said, heart is a five-letter word. The first four letters is heart, hear. The middle three letters is ear, and the last three letters is art. It's an art to hear with the ear of your heart. That's why a lot
right,
of people
it's
can't.
All in the word, yeah, and it's all in the word earth.
Earth, yeah.
Because
you just put that H to the end of the word, and it becomes earth, yes. See, and that's what the heart is tied to. That's why the earth beats on the 33rd harmonic, and humans resonate on a 33rd octave. That 336. That's
yeah,
no more than. Go ahead.
No, the heart hears. The heart is 550 hertz higher than the human brain. So it's the one.
Yeah, that's what is the first
because
organ developed in a child, in a baby.
Well, the grows that what you come to become is a tadpole, and then it grows in the body, but then it begins its can't figure out what makes the heart begin to beat, because when the chromosomes meet and it puts everything together from those 23 each cell, those it creates male or female. Then it begins the process of creating that creates the two, then splits to four, then to eight, then it splits. And eight is infinity. That's why everything is eternal, life. And it goes, and they all join together, and then they put themselves into the center. They put themselves there, and then they began to grow because they're getting the energy from the woman's cycle. And so, anyway, I was just looking at and the presentation I've got.
So you was looking at a patient you have. Hello, did he say a patient, Sister Antoinette? You see that, Brother Kwame?
That's what it sounds like to me.
It's a presentation.
Oh, presentation.
Oh, a presentation. Okay,
right.
I got you.
And it talks about the placenta.
Mm-hmm.
And the placenta is what we are fed from the woman's body. But we formulate the body from, we travel up the fallopian tube and go into the earth. And then that's where we plant ourselves, and then we connect with the placenta in order to feed that embryo for the first 2 months, the first trimester, which is 2 months. And then you grow the body, then the heart, and then you have what is the next 7 months is what's called the fetus. That's when your arms, your all of your everything that you're going to use to come out onto the planet is grown in the last 7 months. But the first two is you formulating from that sperm and egg. That's why we grow the body. That's why our body, every 7 years, remakes itself, because that's the cycle.
Yes. That's what the body is doing, renewing itself every 7 years.
Seven years.
That's why that's seven. Seven is called birth, and then that number seven comes to birth. That number seven comes to baby. So this is what happens, that all our cells rejuvenate back to that stage of that beginning as an infant, as a baby. And basically redoing it again, hopefully the right way, within our journey that we find out what it is that we have to do, because every day is no more than a self-test. We're being tested, but not by anybody else. It's from the inner standing, the overstanding that comes from within that we're being tested by. So, again, it's that four and the five. It's called the alphabet, family. Alpha is four, bit is five, alphabet. 4, 5 is the nine. So this whole system, by the way, system is 27, which is the nine. This whole system is built on it. But again, it was something we were never taught. We weren't even supposed to know what it is that I'm giving us right now. But yes, family, it's all been buried so deep that we have to do a lot of digging to get to that source of information that has been buried. But again, it's by way of the ancestors that we are getting this information that was hidden, that was buried. And there's nothing they can do or anybody who hid this can do. That's why the secret is out now. Brother Kwame, let me ask you a quick question. Do you know the term that Freemasons use when they meet each other?
Not what the term. I know the one that when you're in tow, that's your first 3 degrees when you brought to the altar on your 3 degrees, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's not a meeting. It's your first 3 degrees that you do that, and when you go into that third degree is when you're taking
okay.
The toll.
Have you right the toll? But when they're out in public and they meet, and they might think, what do you hear them say? That they are a traveling what?
Well, something.
Oh, a traveling man.
I say I'm
okay.
A traveling man.
Traveling man. Right.
Right. Yeah, you're a traveling man, and you respond, I've crossed the sands.
Now, the key to that, again, like I said, words change, but the numbers remain the same. Freemason comes to 32, which is a 5. Traveling man comes to 41, which is a 5. Never knew it, did we? See? Because we've heard things, we don't go back and reflect on things that we heard, and we went and put to it and say, wow. In cartoons, who delivered the baby? The cartoon character, what cartoon character delivered the babies?
The stork.
The stork. See, we never thought about the stork other than it being a bird and the images that we were given, but did we ever think of the number? Stork is 23, the 5. Doctor is 23, the 5. Would we ever see that? They put it in front of us, but we don't see how to change. Oh, the stork represents the doctor. We're just saying
what
the
color
stork.
Is the stork? What color is the stork?
He's white.
And what color coat does the doctor wear?
White. Yes. Because 23, the Stark, or 23, the doctor, and being white, white is 27. 23 plus 27, you still back to the five. I got five.
But in our original cult, in our original culture, the midwife and the doula were the women that delivered,
right,
not the men.
Correct. Correct. Who knows better about a female body than another female? This is why gynecologist men got to go to school a little bit longer. A little bit longer than the female who's already...
No, the thing is that the teaching and the whole profession of gynecology came from the man who knew slave women, that he found out and learned the field of gynecology was created by a male, a white man, using slave women and their bodies without anesthesia, without any sanitation. And he used the slave women in order to find out how to treat and work with white women. Marion Sims, and they just took his statue down in New York because they found out what he did in order to create that profession by the abuse he did to slave women.
Okay.
His name was Marion Sims.
Marion Sims, I put that, commit that to memory. But what I was saying, this Frankenstein doctor basically, again, came up with that term of gynecology by using enslaved women back in the day. But I was still saying that nobody is better to basically examine a woman than another woman who knows, regardless of what she done went to school for, she knows her body. She knows what the majority of women go through, you know, when, again, a man has to learn, be taught, go through all the trials and error. No, the women live it. They ain't got to go through it. They live it.
I just have to be devil's advocate. See, the men should have learned analology.
Huh?
They need to learn analology.
Okay. You made me think of something else, too. Like I said, I see God in everything. So when we say that, like the devil's advocate or the devil's in the detail, well, by that number, Heavenly Father is in the detail. People just use the devil's advocate. Use Mother God's advocate. Same number as devil's advocate, but it's Mother God. Or his Heavenly Father. Same thing. But how do we take it when we hear it? I take it the way you gave it to me, but I flip it for me. I flip it to get the positive out of anything that goes negative. Because, again, being able to see God, I see it in everything. Oh, no. Every word you say, I got the number for the Creator, be it the mother or the father.
Look,
in the terms we use to give them their due, their rights, because we don't. Most of the things we talk about, when we see a word or hear a word, we're stuck on that definition, description, and direction. I'm finding God in Christ, Jesus Christ, whatever you want to, I'm finding those numbers that they represent or that represents them. Go ahead, you're trying to say something.
I spoke and said everything is in divine order. And the two things
with
the Sputnik and the Gregorian calendar on this date.
Mm-hmm.
Gregorian was the male, but what was the original calendar? It was female.
Mm-hmm.
Who would better know than her cycle of every 28 days to know how to keep record of, and that came the calendar. He just said it. that 13 moons because a woman's cycle goes by the moon.
That's it. That's why this year, as we were talking earlier, we had 13 moons this year with that blue super full moon in August. So, again, that's what the original calendar had, 13 months, 13 moons representing the 13 cycles of the year that a woman has. So, yes.
But see, that's the Mayan. See, the Mayan calendar is more accurate, also with the Egyptian calendar, is because the Mayans had the moon is 260 days and the sun is 360 days.
And you know what, since we're speaking of the Mayans are derivative, or they came from the Black Olmec. This is why when you see the number of Black Olmec, it's Mayan. All they did was change the word. The number remained the same. So the Mayans are no more than the children or offspring of the Black Olmecs that traveled, and their names change, but the number never changes. The number remains the same. So through history, we'll find out by these other names that's been given to different people in different tribes, where they came from. Just find the original or go back as far as you can, and you see that the number didn't change. The names constantly change. They are masters of changing names, but for some reason, I guess in the script, they can't change the number. We can change the name and give it another designation by its name, but that number remains the same throughout history. Hasn't changed. So that's the key that we're finding out that we can use to break this cycle of seeing these words of English that we've been given and be stuck there with the word and its definition, description, and direction. It keeps us dead in death as we die. The walking dead. Nope. We coming out, family, and it's a beautiful thing. And that's why beautiful is four. It's a creator. It's beautiful. Beauty is five. The four and the five, the alphabet. It's the blueprint of everything we're doing once we now put the numbers to the word. We can see whatever it is we're supposed to see the way each individual is supposed to see it. Even though I'm giving what I give my way, I never put any limitations on the way you will see what you're supposed to see once you see your numbers. They're being said and spoke to you daily by people you come in contact with, but not recognizing your number to your name first or birth and all these numbers that apply to you personally, we don't see what these different words that have your number and what they're saying to you. They're speaking to you. These numbers behind the words are speaking. That's what the universe does. It's hidden in plain sight. Hidden in plain sight comes to a two. Age ain't nothing but a number. Comes to a two. See, all this is hidden behind the pattern of numbers. Pattern is 20, which is two. Number is 20, which is 2. This is how we measure. Measure is 20. What's being said by the number behind the words that's being used. Once we do that, we break the spell. We break the rules. They were meant to be broke. So we don't break them. We ain't stuck. Coming out. And it ain't Diana Ross I'm coming out. No. We want the world to know that we're coming out with the truth. Standing on truth. And that's what's setting us free. That's the second coming. We ain't got to look for nothing in the clouds because clouds is 23. That's the five. It's in the sky. It's in the air. And the oxygen we inhale the oxygen we breathe. It's right there in the lining of the Milky Way, the universe, the cosmos that is cosmic, that make us who we are. That dust, ashes to ashes, fire to fire, dust to dust. Yes. So we are where we're supposed to be. You know, the key is now to not let the distraction take us off our square, push us out of our lane, because a lot of us get caught up trying to catch up. Funny thing hit me too. Brother Kwame and other people have been talking about that, dealing with Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and all these other billionaires trying to get off the earth. You know, my thing is, great. What do they know that we don't know? But what do we know that they don't know? What we're talking about is our awakening. Now, with their studying us as much as they have and as much as they do, let's flip the script. What is they trying to get off the earth, off the planet? Because what's headed for the planet is for us specifically, not for them. It will crush and destroy them. As they said, Planet X, Nibiru, is coming back. And any of these things happening, we know who it's coming for, and it's not for them. So are they trying to run because they know what's in store for us as the head becomes the tail and the tail becomes the head, as we now shift the paradigm to where we are on top? They know this is inevitable, and they're trying to get the freak off this planet. Because they know the majority of black people are going to give them hell, not those of us who have learned how to humble ourselves. But for those angry black people, and a lot of black people have reasons to be angry. Loved ones have been killed for no apparent reason. Loved ones have been killed, and with all of the technology, all of the digital hardware that they have today, that they can't find 50% of the crimes that are committed, 50, at least half. Every city that you look at, it's 15 to 25% of apprehensions that they catch the criminal. 75% and more are never apprehended, never caught. Cold case. But we want to be happy and constantly talking about how broke the cities are. And like I said, here in Chicago, when I got to be more direct, the county of Cook County, has said to have more cameras than any other place in the United States, including Las Vegas. Why is that? Why would Cook County have more cameras than the gambling capital of the United States?
They commit more crime than anywhere else in the United States.
Hey, like I'm about to say, man, but they can't catch nobody. But yet the taxpayers, and that we funding all of this, is why the taxes in Illinois is one of the highest in this country. Most people in Chicago, Illinois itself, are moving every year. You have an influx of people who are moving out. See? And again, we didn't even touch on these immigrants that are coming in here hand over fist,
like it ain't nobody's business. And all of this money is being allocated for them to have living quarters, and you still have tent cities of homeless people who've been here all their life who aren't getting services
but
or help. Go ahead.
Okay, and this is the part that I've learned to look at this. All of those people that came up from the South Americas and Mexico were ancestrally born here on this side of the hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
The invaders that live here said these are immigrants. When they came from the other side, but we tend to want to reverse the script and say that which was already here, you now calling them immigrants, and you took a boat here. They just walked up the land, what they've been doing for thousands of years. How do we allow this miseducation perpetuating it?
That's the same thing, the miseducation of our own people that were native, or better yet, aboriginal to this land, who, again, they have whitewashed and called them red men. Get them
but
from that copper tone, and they've made them
the
red throughout
people.
These last, 200 years?
Answer me this. Where on this Turtle Island, from South America all the way up to Canada, before invaders, were there any white people?
No.
Oh,
we know that
all of a sudden now white people got more clout than we who originated here.
Well, they did that when they gave us the bullshit of, 1492, of Columbus selling the ocean blue. All of them that came over here to conquer. They didn't come over here to make peace. They came over here, again, looking for a better life for themselves and set up their system, which they did. So, yeah, all of them. I always agree with Donald Trump on this accord, but seeing it from my perspective, not what he was pushing, and by the number, let's make America great again. Okay, I agree with that, Donald Trump, because when we make America great again, every Caucasian motherfucker here is kicked out because all your relatives, people, migrated over here. Ain't none of you motherfuckers
wasn't America.
From
it
this
wasn't
damn
America print. Until you arrived. It wasn't America until you arrived here. It was totally.
So
life.
Again, we don't have to get on the semantics of America, whatever it was called. We were here. They weren't. They are the real immigrants. They are alien to this land mass that we're on.
See the part we fail to look at the symbology of what they did when the gift was given from France to build the statue, but they put in the book and the torch when it was the freeing and the unchaining, because it's still on her foot when you go to Ellis Island, look at the Statue of Liberty. Is the unchained. And what was the thing was to do is that symbolizes this is where immigrants came through in order to come to Ellis Island to go to New York Island.
Oh, yeah, that original statue didn't have chains. Again, this is why they took it back to have it redone, to refurbish it. Because, again, to put that image of that white face, even in this so-called land of freedom, they didn't want that black sister up there, see? So, again, all of these things that they've done. Statue of Liberty is 111 feet. It's on the 11-point star. I used to remember all those numbers that keep coming up with the Statue of Liberty, which, again, that was supposed to be the Black Queen. That was supposed to be a statue of Isis. That's why those 11s are everywhere, because ISIS is 22 or 11-11.
What's on the top of the Capitol building?
on the top of the Capitol building?
Yes. In Washington, D.C.
Man, I don't even want to guess. I can't even remember now.
Liberty.
What?
Liberty.
Okay. Okay.
She's at the top with a shield and a sword, with a crown of stars. The black woman represents ISIS.
Okay.
Liberty represents ISIS. That's on top of the Capitol. And who designed the Capitol building and was in charge of getting it built? Jefferson Davis, until the Civil War, and then he quit as Secretary of State and turned around there and went to fight the war.
Remember the first Statue of Liberty was a black woman, and they sent it back, remember, and put it in the image of the white woman, which they have now.
Right, that's what Eddie just shared that.
Yes.
But see, they did all of the redesigning, but they left her foot is stepped out, and the chain is still there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shackles take the chain off my brain as you take the shackles off my feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. When you look at top and bottom, top is 12, bottom is 21. Same number. When you look at, dang, what was that?
It's on top
to
the
brain.
Bottom.
Okay, no, my mind's moving too fast. You look at your brain. Brain, the top of your brain, take the chain off your brain. Brain is 14, 5. And the shackles on your feet are 23 to 5. So from your feet to your brain, as they call it, from your head to your toe. See, all of this is hidden in plain sight. Behind the numbers of the words that's being used. And what I see will be different from what anybody else sees. That's the beauty. Because that's why we all got a piece of the puzzle and we're bringing it together. And anything that you get from anybody else should only enhance what you already have, not take away, but enhance what you have, because that's what we're here to do. We're helpers, and we're here to help one another. And by the way, helpers come to 32, fam, 32, which is the 5. We're no more than helpers. So, yeah, and Sister Antoinette, I see we let the time go by to let people know to call in to the number before went to that too. Yeah, we know past it already. I looked at it about 2 minutes ago and said, oh, man, we definitely passed it now. So, but yeah, for those who are on, still on the lines, let them know about tomorrow, Sister Antoinette.
Oh, okay. Dry Bones show will be on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. So, please tune in for Dry Bones. And let's see. I'm not sure yet what date that we're going to be doing a dedication to
to Billy
Tuskegee Airman Billy Fontoy. Yes, and don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10:30 for the Helios Filios, and Brother Ray at 3 o'clock for the drumming. No matter where you are in the world, the drumming is at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Okay, now, Brother Eddie.
Oh yeah.
Do you have anything?
Great. No,
okay.
Family, basically, if we don't have anybody on the line other than Brother Kwame, which is always free to add more in. But if nobody actually has a question, I'm going to call it an early night because I got to get up and get to an appointment that I have tomorrow. And I got to get up early. And I hate these early rises because you can't sleep good because you're anticipating you got to get up. You don't want to be late.
And that is so true.
Yeah, so you be restless but, that night before trying to go to sleep and can't because you definitely don't want to miss your appointment. So,
yeah.
Brother Eddie.
So, yes, sir.
You still in Illinois? Are you up north?
No, I'm back home right now for this week. I'll be leaving back, I think I told you, mentioned Friday. I'll be going back out north Friday. I'm just here to, I had
be
to get my car
Saturday.
Fixed. Yeah, that's what you had said, right. I had to get my car fixed and had to come to these appointments that I had this week. So my last appointment is Friday. I got one tomorrow, Friday. So after that, man, I'll be headed back because this place is crazy. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. But, yeah, I was looking at when you said that, but I was like, dag, just like we always miss each other by day here and there, that something's happening and, you know, we just missed each other. So, but anyway, we'll keep in touch and I'll see what's happening and when, because like I said, I got to get a whole bunch of stuff straight, and hey, other than that, everything is copacetic.
Yeah.
All right, thank us, Sister Antoinette.
Yes, well, thank you for being with us.
Yes, I always appreciate your input, Brother Kwame, always appreciate it. So, yes.
Well,
so go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Thank us because we're all one spirit.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're family.
Yes, we are.
I got all my people with me.
Yes.
So, so anyway, family, again, if you want to contact me, you can hit me up on my email, eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com. All right, then, Sister Antoinette, you go ahead and get you some rest and sleep, and we'll do this again next week.
Okay. All right, y'all.
You're my peace. I look everywhere, and I couldn't find it nowhere. Tried to find it on crack cocaine, but I came to tell you that God is the only one that can give you peace, everlasting peace, peace that flows down like a river, down in your soul, give him the glory, give forth the praise, peace. My peace, you're my peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. When I should be crying, when I should be filled with despair, when my back is up against the wall, somebody may be asking me today, why are you praising God when everything seems to be going wrong? But I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I woke up in God's peace. I felt the peace of God all around me. thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. You're my peace. 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 Oh, peace. Oh, peace. Make peace, God, peace in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Peace passing our peace this morning. You're my peace. Feel the anointing for peace. Yeah, Lord. I thank you this morning. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your peace. Yeah, Lord. Peace. That's listening to this tape right now. I don't care what the devil is doing. I don't care what the devil is saying. The Holy Ghost of God is right there with you. And he's letting you know right now that I'm your peace. I don't care what you're going through this morning. He's saying, I'm your peace. Lean and depend on me. I hear him saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path right into peace. He'll take you right into the peace of God. Come on into my peace. I hear the Lord speaking to you this morning. Come on into my peace. Come on into my peace. I'm your peace. You need to tell the devil he's a lie. For the word of the Lord is saying this morning that I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I can hear somebody saying, oh God, thou will ordain peace for us, but thou also has wrought all works in us. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my peace. You're my peace. In the midst of my trouble, you have already delivered me. You're my peace. You're my peace. You're my peace. There is. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. But the Lord God is ordaining peace. He's ordaining peace to be among you, to be with you, to be in your mind, to be in your thoughts. Let it in. Let the peace come in. Yeah, yeah.
peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. I know there's confusion around you. I know the enemy looks like he's winning. But the Lord is saying this morning, I'm giving you a peace that passes all understanding. And my sons and my daughters, this peace shall keep your heart and your mind. It's a keeping peace. It's a peace that holds you together. It's a peace that gives you strength. It's a kind of peace that gives you courage. It's a kind of peace that lifts you up where you're torn down. It's a kind of peace that wipes the tears from your eyes. It's a kind of peace that brings joy, unspeakable joy, and full of the morning glory. So I say to you today, peace, peace. Somebody's warfare now. You said, I can't make it another day. I'm trying to hold on with everything I've got. But I hear the Lord saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and grab a hold to God. Peace. Grab a hold to God, peace. He's made it available to you this morning. He's saying today that I'm your peace. I'm your peace. I'm your peace. I'm your peace. I'm your peace.